Now, talking of atmospheres and things, we asked you this week to see if you could create your own atmospheric system in a bottle. And what we asked you to do is put a little bit of water in a Coke bottle, light a match, drop it in, squeeze the bottle really, really hard and let it go. Andrew reckons he knows the answer. He's in Norwich. Andrew?
Well, I better explain. I've actually done this one, so it worked out in my head. I think what's happening is you introduce a very small amount of water so that it's not oversaturated. You send in the whiff of smoke, which provides nucleation centers. When you squeeze the bottle and then suddenly let go, you're causing a sudden drop in pressure, which should, I think, reduce the dew point and mean that water which was sort of basically in gaseous form should suddenly condense. So you should get a sudden appearance of fog.
Okay, that's his prediction. Thank you very much, Andrew. Great bit of science there. Well, let's head back to King Edward VI Grammar School, where Dave and Ben are there, and they're actually going to do the experiment and find out if he's right. Hi, Ben.
Hello, welcome back to Kitchen Science. I hope you've all got a bottle ready. You need to put a small amount of water in the bottom, then you light a match, blow it out, and make sure some of the smoke goes in the bottle, seal the bottle up, squeeze it really tight while swirling that water around, and then you let go. And now Dave is going to show us what happens.
Okay, I think the smoke will probably run out in the last half hour, so I want Bryn to light the match again. Let it just get burning, blow it out, and put it in the bottle. Okay, now, Henry, if you'd like to put the lid on. Now, I want you to squeeze it as hard as you can. I just swish the water, not all the way up the bottle, just around the bottom. Bit of a swirl, a bit harder than that. You don't want to get it all the way up the bottle, but most of the way up. Really squeeze while you're doing it as hard as you possibly can. Really, really hard. Make a wonderful face there, Henry. Really squeeze for as hard as you can.
We're trying to put as much pressure on this bottle as we possibly can.
So now, Henry, how clear is the air inside there at the moment?
Quite clear.
Okay, so one, two, three, we're going to release on three. One, two, three.
Now, what's the air look like in there?
A bit misty.
So it's gone cloudy inside the bottle. Is that what's supposed to happen?
Yes, we've made a cloud inside the bottle.
So how did that happen?
Okay, so we've done two things. We've put some smoke in there and we've squashed it. When you compress the gas, it gets a bit hotter. I don't know if any of you have used a bicycle pump. When you pump a bicycle pump really hard into a bicycle tyre, have you ever noticed anything happening to the temperature?
Well, the temperature goes really high and it's quite hot.
That's because when you compress a gas, it gets hotter. And when a gas is hotter, it can hold more water.
So we compress this gas just by crushing the bottle as hard as we could?
Yeah, which means water can evaporate and you get more water in the gas. Okay. Then when you release it all of a sudden, the opposite thing happens, it gets colder. This is a bit like if you've ever used a spray can, the gas expands, which means the spray can sometimes feels quite cold. So the gas suddenly gets colder, which means it can't hold as much water, so that water wants to stop being a vapour and turn into a liquid again.
So this is a bit like what happens in the atmosphere when there's hot air that's got lots of water vapour in it, and when that gets cool, the water condenses out, and that's how we get clouds in our sky. But why put smoke in a bottle?
Well, the problem is that actually forming a droplet of water is quite difficult. It needs something to start on. If we didn't put any smoke in there, there'd be nothing for it to start on inside the bottle, and it would probably just condense and make a little bit of dew. With lots of little smoke particles, it gives it somewhere to start inside the bottle, so you get little drops of water in the air, and it makes a cloud.
What do you think of that then, boys? Have you ever made a cloud in a bottle before?
No, I think it was quite cool. I've never done that before.
Well, that's about all we have time for in Kitchen Science this week. I do hope you squeezed your bottles at home and made yourself a pretty little cloud in a bottle. Thank you very much to everyone at Kegs, but it's now goodbye from Dave.
Goodbye.
It's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from the boys.
Goodbye.
Cloud in a bottle, nearly as good as having a genie in the bottle. Well done, Andrew. That means you've won yourself a book.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
So if you want to have a go at Kitchen Science next week, tune in Naked Scientists.